Welcome to The Deep Dive, the show that gets straight to the good stuff. No fluff, just the insights you need to know. Today, we're diving into a topic that's changing faster than ever before. The wild world of TV advertising.
It's true. It's amazing how much the TV ad landscape has shifted. The way brands are connecting with audiences is completely different than just a few years ago.
And for you listeners, that means what worked even a couple of years ago might not cut it anymore. So we're taking a deep dive, a focused look at the creative side of TV advertising to make sure you're ahead of the curve.
We've got this report, The New Rules of Great TV Creative, and let me tell you, it's packed with insights. Some of them are pretty surprising, even to seasoned marketers.
We're going to unpack this report, pulling out the most valuable pieces. We'll cover everything from strategy to testing to how today's consumers actually watch TV and even the role of AI in making these ads. It's a lot, but by the end, you'll have a clear understanding of what makes a TV commercial tick in 2025 and beyond.
Because here's the thing, even with all the talk about digital, TV is still a powerhouse. It reaches a huge audience and can be incredibly effective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the way we used to make TV commercials, well, that playbook is getting tossed out the window.
Exactly. It's like that classic image of the Mad Men era. You know, those advertising execs making decisions based on gut feelings, maybe a catchy tagline, and a few focus groups here and there.
Right. The good old days where an ad was a mini movie and you just hoped it stuck with people. Mm-hmm. But today, that approach just doesn't cut it.
Nope. Consumers are bombarded with messages. Their attention is fragmented. 88% of TV viewers are using a second screen while they watch. That means they're checking emails, scrolling social media, maybe even shopping online while your ad is playing.
So many distractions. And with thousands of linear channels and close to 90 different streaming services in the U.S. alone, viewers are experts at tuning out anything that doesn't instantly grab their attention.
And for advertisers, that means throwing money at a TV campaign without a solid strategy can be a costly mistake. Think about the expense of producing those high-quality commercials, plus the additional investment in testing, only to discover that the campaign isn't delivering. It's a big risk.
A huge risk. The report even points out how even commercials that win creative awards, those fancy trophies, haven't necessarily translated into big wins for the brands themselves in recent years. It's a worrying trend. And only a tiny percentage of agency clients actually feel confident about their investments in creative.
Yeah, only about 12%, which is kind of scary. But there's good news, too. The report emphasizes that great creative is still a massive driver of sales for TV advertising. Something like 37% of the sales lift comes directly from the creative.
So the takeaway here is the creative still matters. A lot. Which brings us to the first big rule from the report. Always start with strategy. Now, this might seem obvious, but it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of making something visually impressive and forget the basics.
Totally. Like those Super Bowl commercials, everyone remembers the flashy ones, but do they remember the brand? They spend millions, get celebrities, huge production. But what's the message? Sometimes it gets lost.
It's like that Meta and Ray-Ban Super Bowl ad. Hey, Meta, who eats art? Big names, a memorable concept. But the report says it generated a lot of negative reactions, and only about 40% of people even knew which brands were being advertised.
Ouch. Talk about an expensive lesson. So for everyone listening, take note. Even a Super Bowl budget doesn't guarantee success. You need a strong strategic foundation.
Exactly. And that means asking the right questions before you even think about storyboards or scripts. First, who is your audience? And I don't just mean age and location. What are their attitudes, their behaviors, their pain points? What problems are they trying to solve that your product or service can address?
It's about understanding your audience on a deeper level. Then the next question. What do they already think of your brand? Do they trust you? How do they see you compared to the competition?
Because those existing perceptions will shape how they react to your ad. And finally, what are you trying to get them to do? Are you trying to acquire new customers, build awareness, or increase market share? These are fundamental questions, and the answers will guide your entire creative process.
Absolutely. The answers to those questions, backed by data and not just assumptions, are what form the basis of your creative brief. It's like the blueprint for your ad campaign. It takes all that knowledge, all the data, and turns it into actionable steps.
Okay, strategy first, got it. But what about testing? How do you know if your creative is going to resonate with your audience before you spend all that money producing and airing it? That brings us to rule number two. Pre-testing is a must in 2025.
This one is so important. The report actually revealed something pretty shocking. Even experienced marketing professionals are terrible at predicting which ads will perform well. They did a study where marketers had to choose between two digital ads and predict which would perform better. They were only right about half the time.
Seriously, 50-50. You'd think they'd have a much better sense of what works. It really shows that relying on intuition alone is a risky move.
Absolutely. Now, in the digital world, A/B testing is super common. You can run different versions of an ad and see the results almost instantly. But for TV, in-market testing is incredibly expensive. You're talking about potentially millions of dollars.
It's just not practical. So that's where pretesting comes in. It's a way to get a sense of how an ad might perform before you commit all those resources. And it's been around for a while, right?
Yeah. Pretesting, or copy testing as it was originally called, has been around since the 1960s. Back then, they would show rough versions of commercials to small groups of consumers and get their feedback.
And technology has come a long way since then. Now you can use things like neuroscience to measure viewers' attention and emotional responses. Plus, digital platforms make it much easier to reach a wider range of people for testing.
Definitely. But even with those advancements, traditional pretesting methods still have some drawbacks. They can be time-consuming and expensive, and some people argue that they can actually stifle creativity, you know, get in the way of those truly innovative ideas.
That's where the report introduces this fascinating concept, synthetic audiences. This is where AI comes into play.
Exactly. Think of synthetic audiences like AI-powered focus groups. They're designed to simulate how real people would react to an ad. They're built using massive amounts of data and natural language processing, so instead of relying on a small group of people for feedback, you have this AI that can give you insights based on a much larger scale.
So how accurate is it? It sounds almost too good to be true.
Well, the report says that in 2023, the level of agreement between data from real human audiences and these synthetic audiences was over 75%. And that accuracy is only getting better as AI technology advances.
That's pretty impressive. They even included a case study with Siberia, a design studio, and the James Beard Foundation. They compared traditional market research with synthetic audience research, and the difference was incredible. The traditional approach took 2 weeks to conduct 16 interviews and gather 2,500 quantitative responses. The synthetic audience research, on the other hand, did 160 interviews in a single morning.
That's the power of AI, speed and scale. You can test so many more ideas and get results much faster. But some listeners might be thinking, wait, these are just AI simulations. How can they be representative of real people?
That's a fair point. How does the report address that concern?
It emphasizes that these AI models are trained on enormous data sets of real human behavioral data. It's not just some random algorithm making things up. They're learning from how real people have interacted and responded in the past.
So it's like having thousands of focus groups running at once. That makes a lot of sense. So for TV advertisers, the benefits are clear. It's faster, it's more cost-effective, and it lets them test a much wider range of creative ideas. And the report even mentions marketing architects' own AI pretesting tool, ScriptSooth, which is shown to be pretty accurate in predicting in-market success.
Yeah, ScriptSooth is a great example of how AI can be used to help marketers make better creative decisions. It's not about replacing human creativity, but about making it more efficient and effective.
All right, on to rule number three. Craft creative for the modern consumer. We've already talked about how distracted viewers are, so how do you make an ad that actually breaks through the clutter?
It's a real challenge. The average TV viewer is a master multitasker. They've got their phone, their tablet, maybe even their laptop open while the TV's on in the background.
And yet the report highlights that TV still captures a significant portion of our attention. They say it accounts for 94% of all attention-weighted video advertising. So even if viewers are multitasking, when they do focus on the TV, it makes an impact.
Exactly. TV still has the power to grab attention, but you have to be strategic. The report talks about the extraordinary cost of dull. Basically, if your creative isn't engaging, you have to spend a lot more money just to get people to notice it.
So what makes an ad engaging in today's world? The report lists a few things: bright colors, humor, cultural relevance, a memorable melody, relatable characters, spontaneous facial expressions, even animals.
It sounds simple, but it's really about connecting with people on an emotional level. The report points out that a huge number of TV ads, almost half, evoke feelings of neutrality. That's a missed opportunity. You want people to feel something, whether it's positive or even negative. Indifference is the enemy.
And it seems like storytelling, which is a powerful way to evoke emotion, is actually becoming less common in TV advertising.
It's true. But stories are powerful. They stick with people. So the takeaway is don't be afraid to make your audience feel something. Use relatable characters, create tension, use music and sound design to your advantage. Weave the product or service into the story in a natural way.
And don't forget the call to action. How do you want viewers to respond? Traditional phone numbers might work for some, but today you need to offer more immediate and digital ways to engage. Website URLs, text to respond, even QR codes.
Definitely. And don't underestimate the importance of audio. The report says that about 60% of TV commercials are actually heard rather than seen. Think about it. You're probably often in another room, maybe doing chores while the TV's on.
So the audio have to carry the message. That means strong voiceovers, well-chosen music, and sound design that enhances the story. The report even suggests doing a listen-only test to make sure your ad makes sense without the visuals.
Great idea. And lastly, brand early and often. Use distinctive assets like logos, sound signatures, and memorable characters. They help build brand recognition over time and make your ad dollars go further.
The report even includes a great case study about Trust and Will, an online estate planning service. They found success by addressing a topic that many people find daunting and even a bit taboo.
What's interesting is they didn't shy away from the fact that estate planning can be scary. They used real-life scenarios, a relatable spokesperson, and even humor to connect with their audience.
And the results speak for themselves. They saw a big improvement in their response rates, brand awareness, and purchase intent. It's a great example of how you can take a potentially dry topic and make it engaging with smart creative.
Absolutely. All right, now for the big one. Rule number 4, AI will transform TV creative. This is where things get really exciting. The report talks about all these new AI-powered video generation tools that are emerging.
Yeah, things like Runway, Stable Video Diffusion, Synthesia. These are tools that can generate video content using AI. Imagine testing different endings for your commercials without having to reshoot, or personalizing ads for different audiences, all with the help of AI.
The possibilities are mind-blowing. It could make video production so much faster and more efficient. But, of course, there's some hesitation. The report mentions that the advertising industry is still figuring out how to best utilize these tools.
Right. Like Coca-Cola's AI-generated holiday campaign. It was visually impressive, but some creative professionals weren't convinced it was truly effective.
It's a learning process. But the report makes it clear that AI is here to stay. It's not going to replace human creativity, but it's going to be a huge part of the future of advertising.
It's more like AI will become a powerful tool for creative teams, not a replacement. Imagine a motion graphics designer using AI to quickly animate a logo, or a video editor experimenting with different music tracks or visual effects, all powered by AI.
And it opens up new creative possibilities. The report gives the example of a commercial featuring a bald lion for a hair restoration product. Obviously, you can't just go out and shave a lion's mane, but with AI, you can create that image.
So AI can help bring those wild ideas to life. But the report stresses that human creativity is still essential. You still need designers, art directors, and copywriters to come up with the core concepts and make sure everything aligns with the brand strategy.
Absolutely. AI is a partner, not a replacement. Now, when it comes to the future of AI video generation, there are some really cool tools on the horizon, like Sora and VO2. But there are still some limitations. For example, controlling the duration and consistency of the generated video can be challenging.
It's still early days. But there are new developments, like LoRA models, that's low-rank adaptation models, that can help with those challenges. These models can be trained to recognize and reproduce specific elements, like logos or characters, which is really important for maintaining brand consistency.
LoRA models are definitely something to keep an eye on. And the report emphasizes that embracing AI in advertising requires more than just buying the latest tools. It's about having a forward-thinking mindset, recruiting people with AI experience, and being willing to experiment and learn.
And it's important to work with your legal team to navigate all the evolving rules and regulations around AI-generated content. Things like copyright, rights management, and disclosure requirements are all very important considerations.
Absolutely. It's a new frontier, and it's important to be aware of the legal and ethical implications. But overall, the report is optimistic about the future of AI in advertising. It has the potential to make TV commercials better, more engaging, and more efficient.
So let's recap. The new rules for creating effective TV commercials are all about strategy, pre-testing, modern consumer behavior, and AI. It's not enough to rely on gut feelings or outdated formulas anymore.
The game has changed. But the power of TV to connect with audiences and drive results is still there. It's just about adapting to the new realities.
And on that note, here's something to think about. With all these advancements in technology, what previously unimaginable creative possibilities might become the norm in TV advertising in the very near future? How will these changes impact the way you experience and engage with ads? It's an exciting time to be in the world of advertising, that's for sure. Thanks for taking the deep dive with us.